Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Sinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Sinking Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're joined right now by Patriots cornerback Christian Gonzalez. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning repair. Christian Gonzalez, how are we doing this week?
Doing good. How are y'all?
We're doing great. How was the bye week? What'd you do?
It was good. Let's chill, hang out, relax.
Do you watch a lot of football in the bye week, or do you stay away from it?
I watched the games on yesterday and college football.
Oh, nice. Which games were you watching?
Oregon. Watched a lot of college games. I watched a couple of NFL games.
Nice. Does the bye week give you a chance to look back at the season so far? Like, do you assess how the first 13 games have gone, or is that something you do more in the off season once the whole year is over?
Oh yeah, no, you definitely watch yourself, do a little self scout. Yeah, so that helps.
Did you see, Christian, the report last week that Bill Belichick could be interested and has interviewed actually for the job at the University of North Carolina?
No, I didn't.
Okay. But, he did. Could you see him coaching in college?
I mean, if he wanted to, he could. I mean, if that's what he wanted to do, then he can go do it.
What do you think the recruiting pitch would be like from Bill Belichick?
He won however many Super Bowls. He's Bill Belichick.
When you were in high school, what were the things that drew you to colleges? Like when you were getting recruited, what made you want to choose first Colorado, and then I know ultimately you went on to Oregon?
Really just boiled down to relationships, talking to the coaches and the ultimate fit of the defense and things like that.
Early Pro Bowl voting is out. You're surprisingly getting little love from the Pro Bowl voters. Do you feel like you are a Pro Bowler?
I mean, I spoke on this already. I mean, if it come, it come. If it don't, it don't. I mean, I know I'll get it eventually. If they vote, they vote. If they don't, they don't. That ain't the main focus of mine right now. It's about winning, so that's all on that.
All right, and on that note, let's get to another edition of Man to Man to Man with Christian Gonzalez.
It's Man to Man coverage. Quick hitters with Christian Gonzalez.
First up this week.
Yes, hell yes.
Let the intro play. I'm sorry, I jumped the gun, Christian. Sorry. My mistake. I was excited to get to our first question, Christian. Our first question for Christian Gonzalez this week.
Do you have a pet?
I do. Cane Corso.
Nice. What was your first job?
The NFL.
Nice. It's a good place to start.
That's a good job. Yeah.
Do you prefer, Christian, a real Christmas tree or a fake Christmas tree?
Probably fake. I never had a real one.
How much would you have given Juan Soto?
Me, personally?
That's right.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really pay attention to baseball. But I know he just got paid $700 million, so I mean, nowhere near that.
Okay.
Good answer.
Fair enough.
You're playing rock, paper, scissor. What are you throwing, rock, paper, or scissor?
Rock.
If you could steal a smooch from any celebrity, who would it be?
Oh, no, y'all trying to get me.
This is also your chance, maybe. Maybe toss this out there. You never know. We could make a love connection.
Like a Travis
here.
Kelce type situation.
Yeah. All right. You don't want to take
this?
Okay. Fair enough. Keep it to yourself.
Okay. Do you prefer, that was a spicy question from Keith. Do you prefer spicy or mild?
Mild.
What is the best flavor of ice cream?
Coffee.
Nice. Who's winning the college football playoff, Christian?
Oregon.
Do you use emojis when you text? And if so, which do you use the most?
Probably the laughing one. I use that one all the time.
Nice.
Nice.
There you go. That's how you play man to man to man.
That's how you play man to man to man. Apologies for jumping all over the intro there, Christian.
Seriously.
So I figured you would answer the Ducks. Do you like, and we haven't seen it play out yet, but do you like the idea of this college football playoff, a tournament, more than just the four teams they've had the last few years?
Yeah, I like it. I think it gives more to the sport of college football just because, I mean, if you back when it was four teams, if you lose once, you're pretty much out. So, I mean, I think it's good. It'll be real entertaining. I think it'll be good for college football.
I got a uniform question for you. When it comes to Oregon, every single week there's a different combination. Is who picks that? Are there players that sort of have a say in that, or is it? Are you guys just told? All right, here's the uniform this week.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of both. It's like they'll give us, because obviously you have to know what color you're wearing just because of home and away and things like that. But then there's like a panel that when I was there, I don't know how they do it now. They would bring us in and say, okay, do you want to make any changes? Like change the color of the face mask, change the accessories, change the secondary color. So, I mean, it was a good amount of mix of both.
Nice. We're uniform guys. So that's part of the reason why we like the Ducks. Well, Christian Gonzalez, we appreciate it. Glad you enjoyed the bye week. We'll talk to you next Patriots Monday.
I appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, thank you, too.
Christian Gonzalez joining us here. He's brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of the New England Patriots.
I don't know how you don't shoot your shot there. That's an easy one. Yeah. Somebody asked you, so if he's already...
Keith, you're a married man, but you can steal a smooch.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Rachel McAdam.
Nick, nobody asked you. Calm down.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Seriously.
Everybody give theirs.
Nick, seriously.
Settle down, Nick.
Yeah. You're ready.
We'll get to you.
You're a little too ready to go, is what that was.
Oh, I said it immediately to Billy. I'm like, Rachel McAdam.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't want to go there.
You got to talk. You got it. You're like, why not?
Let me tell you, fake Christmas tree.
Must be a serious relationship.
Yeah, no, it's a good
one. Oh, Billy.
It's as simple as that.
Try it. See, we were thinking getting him in trouble tabloid-wise. Yeah. Must be a serious relationship.
It's not Rebecca Gayhart. Not Rebecca Gayhart.
Because it's different for him.
If anybody can tag her to tweet, it's not her.
Compared to normal people like us.
That's true.
Like, we throw celebrities out there like we would ever have a chance. Him.
Yeah.
He's a professional football player, a very good professional football player.
But he never had a job until he was in the NFL.
How about that?
That's insane.
What was your first job? NFL.
Pretty
smallest resume ever.
Yikes.
I like Patriots.
Yeah.
I like how he's like, I'm not paying him. Not paying Juan Soto.
He's like, how much am I paying him?
He knew $700 million. I made sure to say that a couple of times while he was on hold give him a fair play.
Sure.
Give him a fair play there.
No, I'm pretty sure all those guys know. They might not know a thing about Juan Soto. They don't know a position he plays.
They know the dough.
They know how much he's getting. They absolutely do. They're keeping tabs.
Yeah. Serious relationship, though. It's not Helen Mirren. I can tell you right now. I got a serious thing going on. It is
Helen
not
Helen Mirren now or 1986?
Helen Mirren either.
Helen Mirren now.
Fake Christmas tree.
Yeah, fake tree.
Coffee ice cream.
Which I love.
I love
I'm a big coffee ice cream guy.
I was
me and Gonzo are a lot more alike than you think.
How dare the Twitch chat just saying vanilla over and over again. How dare you? And also spicy or mild.
Read that.
Ice cream of the show.
Yeah. Not reading that.
Spicy or mild? He said mild.
Mild.
I've never even
I'm spicy.
I've never heard anybody answer that.
Yeah, mild's not
if he was worried about a challenge, he's one step ahead of us. He's like, oh, you say spicy, and you're like, really?
We're just going to do a mild challenge. We're just do mild wings. We start with mild, and then we go to nothing with nothing on them.
Have
new
we talked
show,
about
naked wings? Ones.
Have we talked about this on air? On air before, mild ones. We just eating room temp.
What do you think of that?
Room temp wings.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. They're not spicy.
Not a lot of flavor.
Not hot.
Nope.
Kind of tastes like undressed chicken.
Won't burn your mouth. Not hot going in or out.
Are these cooked?
Maybe not. Maybe not. It's mild ones.
Mild ones.
The latest mild ones.
Here's Jones and Keith.
Does Gonzalez sound like a guy that uses the crying emoji a lot? The cry laugh emoji a lot?
No.
That seems like it's almost too much. I thought he would just do the one with like the
hey,
line.
You're like, all right, Christian, you don't have to be a prick about it.
It's just the eyes and then the straight line face. That's what he always just responds to everybody.
He's just always giving you the crying laugh. You're like, all right, dude, you don't have to be so rude about it.
Like okay. Five of them?
Yeah.
Anytime anybody uses more than one, you're like, all right
what
did I say?
I'm a big three guy. You don't like more than one.
Three. Three of them?
Yeah, I don't know why
I feel
that
like
is.
You're doing too much. I feel like at that point you're not thinking it's that funny.
I try to cut back on it because I usually do three question marks, three exclamation points.
If you're into it, question.
It's a tough habit to break. It's like biting your nails.
Everything comes in three.
Yeah. Try to quit, but you always come back to it.
If it's just the three emojis, they stay bigger in the text box.
Oh, that's fair. So yeah, if you do three and that's all you're sending, I kind of get that. If you do like four or five, they go small.
In other words, you go one. If it's by themselves, you go three.
It's outrageous. He actually gave us a pretty well thought out answer though on the uniforms.
Yeah,
that was like the longest,
the most detailed answer I've ever heard from him or about Oregon uniforms.
I should have led with that
ever. Yeah, we should have started
3 months ago.
It's man-to-man-to-man coverage. It'll be up shortly on the Odyssey
app. Sure will be.
Make sure you check that out.
Yep.
Every week here on Jones and Keith. We'll talk to Hunter Henry at some point. We'll get back into the Red Sox, their pursuit of Juan Soto. The man who was right there neck and neck breaking the news, John Heyman.
Yeah.
I think was a little stressed out over the weekend.
The guy had a weekend, didn't he? He was in over his head, I feel like.
It seems that way. He blew up on a host on WFAN. You'll get that next.